ओम शांति, ओम शांति। मेनी ब्यूटिफुल टाइटल्स हैव बीन गिवन टू मदर्स बाय बाबा, एंड वन ऑफ द टाइटल गिवन इज इन हिंदी इज कॉल्ड शक्ति अवतार, एंड इंग्लिश इट मीन्स इनकार्नेशन ऑफ पावर, शक्ति अवतार। बट वेन आई लुक एट द थीम इट सेट्स गॉड्स इनकार्नेशन, सो आई थॉट दैट यू गॉट प्रमोशन फ्रॉम नॉट जस्ट बीइंग इनकार्नेशन ऑफ पावर बट इनकार्नेशन ऑफ गॉड, बिकॉज द अदर वर्ड इज शिव शक्ति। सो वन इज शक्ति अवतार बट अदर वर्ड इज शिव शक्ति, एंड आई थिंक दैट एट कॉन्फ्लुएंस एज आफ्टर रिकग्निशन ऑफ बाबा इट्स ए वेरी वेरी हाई प्रिविलेज एंड ऑनर टू बी ए मदर, बिकॉज वेन बाबा बिगेन the establishment, the task of establishment, founded the yagya, full responsibility was given to mothers. It was a trust formed, and in that trust there were mostly kanyas and mothers. So when you think of your fortune, I think it's the greatest fortune one can ever think of or imagine. And it is necessary to deeply appreciate one's own fortune. Because when we say fortune and appreciation, that builds up your foundation of self-respect. For women, for mothers, it will always be, not maybe externally, but internally, a subtle struggle, not necessarily just to be equal to men or to brothers, but also when you want to be elevated. It's in business, it's in anywhere, any corporation, worldwide, anywhere you will find that when it comes to women being the head, there's lot of difficulties. Those who are in professional life, they must be experiencing that even if you are very skilled, very talented, but because you are female, some or other, it undermines your position. And that is why when Baba comes, then he gives so much respect to mothers. God is respecting mothers. So I should build my self-respect based on God's respect, the respect God is giving to me. And you all should make a list of your titles, that how many titles Baba has given to mothers, and you should make the rosary of those titles and try to wear it not in the neck but at least in the awareness. Baba has told me I am this, Baba has told me I am Shiv Shakti, Baba has told me that there are memorials in my name. So keep reminding yourself of what Baba has told you, and then what is your part at confluence age. And I think that was sharing this morning with couples retreat, that very soon worldwide our organization will be a role model organization, a largest organization in which the leaders are women leaders. and the success of the organization will be measured based on the feminine qualities which they will find as needed even in the world leaders. And that success is not just measured because of expansion, but also every center, Baba's center, all the centers of the world is a very good example of what mothers can do. I remember that in 1985, Dadiji had this thought, as she's having thought now, to invite these gurus and Mahamandaleshwar and saints. So in 1985, Dadiji had extended invitation to these gurus, and about 85 of them came, and I was there. And when they keep thinking that how we can include mothers into our ashrams, and they keep saying that every corner, the vibrations of every corner, which has lot of nurturing quality, place is very clean, the food is cooked very well, there is enough finances, and many factors they listed. And they said, not only that, but two leaders, this every morning you witness the two leaders of women leaders of organization, their love towards each other. It's like there is one soul in two bodies. You will never find in any organization two leaders doesn't have this thought that I want to be number one or number two, respecting number one as much you witness every morning. And I was appreciating that Dadiji, as you all know, was not too well physically. And also, now also, according to her timetable, it's many hours, and that's why she comes little late in the morning. But how much love is there that Dadi Janki will stop Murli and say to Dadiji, now you read from here, this is how you read from there. It was love of other Dadis which gave, again brought back that physical strength, because of that true love. Yesterday in our meeting, someone wanted to know what is true love, what is really to have love towards each other without attachment. And I say we have example in front of us. When I say true love is really, really love, love which brings life, love which generates life, love which supports the life. But still they are two individuals. But just, it's a beautiful example. So I think that as organization will be known for these two factors. One is women leadership, and second will be the result of that, the way we are growing and holding that expansion. If you have 5-story building and you make 10 on top of that, first thing what will you check? Foundation. So someone was saying that this organization's foundation must be so strong that it's holding this much expansion. So this way Baba has made mothers the instrument to glorify God, because whom will we glorify? Not ourselves, no? Because this humility, which is the quality of mothers, being humble, and being respectful and directly having this quality of nurturing through love will reveal Baba in the world, will glorify God. Shaktis have to glorify God. Now when we use the word avatar or incarnation, there are few definitions. One definition generally incarnation is that, like some people say, this one is God's incarnation. So it's like an identical image. That means this person is identically like God. And second definition of incarnation is when, like, soul enters into the body, what we call as descent. When soul enters in the body, they say incarnated, soul has incarnated. But this is God's incarnation. Why we are given this title, Shakti, Shiv Shakti, or Baba also calls us Shakti Army, Shakti Sena. Or now we are also called Shakti Avatar, incarnation of power, incarnation of God. So recognition that when, as soon as you are spiritually born, what has come in you is God's power. Your spiritual birth is really directly coming from God, so it's like God's power. But second important way where incarnation is understood is that there are maximum number of memorial temples built in the names of goddesses. Maximum number. Even when we make the list of powers, we talk of 8 powers. Or the goddesses are shown 8 powers, 8 hands, 8 arms. But there are so many, every village in India has its own goddess and has its own name. Surprisingly, every village has its own goddess. So our memorials, because I remember when one of the spiritual leader in India was talking about that how woman cannot get liberation unless she takes the birth as a man. So then I remember some of us were there and we asked him, but you go and want to get your power from these goddesses. They will go and worship these goddesses to get power, Kali, Durga, Saraswati, but when it comes to respecting women in life, it's very difficult for them. But we know that we have so many memorials. Now, when it comes to memorials as goddess, each goddess actually has, you know, like for Saraswati, you know about goddess Saraswati, she is known for her wisdom, for her knowledge. Or Lakshmi, for accomplishment, success and prosperity. So every goddess actually is known by its virtue and power in that virtue. Like Durga, she has power to destroy evil. So whenever they create this image of Durga, they always will show a devil under the feet of Durga, and she is just looking in with a stern eye. No, Baba says your drishti should be so powerful that anyone who has devilish thoughts get dead, killed. So each goddess has its own virtue. So one day I was making this exercise happen within the group of mothers, and I said, which goddess would you like to be? to everyone. Someone said Saraswati, someone said goddess of contentment, someone said goddess of prosperity or power. But I was saying that why only one goddess? Yeah, why only one virtue? Why only one power? Why not? I have God's power and I can manifest as any goddess. Before I used to think also that way. But many times I experienced within my own life, I was traveling South America and I was sharing that when I have to speak, you know, even in public I have to go and give talk. When I was very young, just half an hour before, I used to feel that my intellect is just, you know, I just used to feel as Goddess Saraswati is riding on my intellect. And I used to just feel amazing points, power, and I was, when I came to Baba, I was 16, 17, and I gave talks since then. And then when it comes to taking responsibility as a task, I always feel that I am image of Lakshmi. Success and accomplishment is, that's what my quality. So that means when you receive God's power, you can be any goddess. Why only one goddess? So I wanted to share this thought with you, that what is important is to take God's power, not only powers. No, God's virtues, not only virtues. That means become aware, I am receiving God's power. And secondly, God's virtue. And that is why we say one is what we call as godly virtues, and then we say divine virtues. So godly virtues really come directly from God. I am God's child. My spiritual birth is from God. Just awareness of belonging to God and this connection with God brings God's power and God's virtues. And then of course when we are born to deities, as deities, what is we call divine virtues. Sometimes we call here also divine virtues. But actually I like the word God's child, God's power, God's virtues. There is a different kind of intoxication. But what am I becoming is goddess. What am I becoming is deity. But actually my powers are actually God's power. So that should be the thought. So incarnation really comes from when you have this thought that I am embodiment of God's power and virtue and I can be any goddess. Do you like this idea or you just want to be one of the goddess? Which idea you like? Just be one goddess? Before I always thought that, you know, maybe I will be Durga, or we used to sit and say, what would you like to be? One of the goddess? And one morning I said, no, I don't want to be, because I need not just one power, not one virtue, I want all powers. And since then I start experiencing myself sometimes as Durga, sometimes as Saraswati, sometimes as Lakshmi, sometimes as, you know, Santoshi or contentment, different goddesses. And you can experience that time, whichever power, whichever quality you want for self, for service, or sometimes whatever situations, circumstances come in front of us, And if you become that embodiment of that power, or you become that God's incarnation or Shakti at that time, just imagine that you're not just getting solutions and answers. You are not just trying to resolve situations. But look at what Saraswati will do and what Durga will do. So I would suggest that all of you should think on that and feel inside that whichever God is, the image is required, do I become that image or not? So this way it becomes like incarnation. Incarnation is that I have God's powers, God's virtues. How do I manifest? In all the powers. It's not that God's power. And from that power, all powers will emerge. Sometimes some say, oh, I want to have more tolerance. So you keep working on tolerance, and by the time you realize, oh, you needed more patience, then you say, let me work on patience. Then you say, oh, I don't have adjustment, let me work on that. It will take whole Brahmin life, and you will do one and then you will feel you need other one, then third one. Why not do it in such a way that God's power, and that power changes into whichever power you need. God's virtue changes into whichever virtue. Otherwise it's a very, very long process of working on each power, each virtue. And this will help you to stay in this combined awareness of Shiv Shakti. Never say I am Shakti, but say I am. What is right word? If you are only Shakti or you are Shiv Shakti. Because when you will say Shiv Shakti, what's happening? Your connection. Combined form will emerge. Shiv Shakti. But if you say Shakti, then you will feel strong, powerful, but not necessarily at that time God's power will be experienced. So we should not forget that it's not we just want power, but we want God's power. When woman came from Japan, and she said, what I liked here very much is that you all say we are God's instrument, and I always say I'm instrument. It's a very common concept. People do say, I am instrument, very common. But I am God's instrument. She said, now I know from where you all get this power. So same is when you say Shiv Shakti, is different than just saying Shakti. Because then Shiva becomes active with Shakti. Otherwise only Shakti is active. Just imagine you are invoking Baba by saying I am Shiv Shakti. Once I was visiting someone in a hospital, this young girl was very sick and parents were Brahmins and they wanted me to go and see her. So her husband is Christian and there was this Christian nun doing prayers, and I also went inside and I was waiting when she finishes, then I will, you know, do meditation. So she was saying, God, please act now. It's the time for you to act now. So I kept listening. I said, well, that's right. But at that time, I didn't think much, you know. And then, of course, magic happened. I was meditating, talking to that soul. She was in coma. She opened her eyes and, you know, things happened miraculously. But since then, I start thinking that why every time you remember Baba, you make God act, you know, like it's like power is coming to you. Sometimes we don't make Baba act. We say, oh, I remember Baba. And then why there will be less success? Why there will be problem, no? So when you will say Shiv Shakti, then your Shakti and Baba's Shakti gets active, you know, invocation happens there, which is something I found was very interesting. And then, you know, it's like Baba is with me together acting. I don't know how many of you have thought this way, but it's very interesting to see. We say Baba is the one who does and makes us do. But is it just in my intellect or do I experience it? So a lot of things stay in our intellect. And I say, oh, I know this, I know this, I know this. But how much it's being experienced, how much it's reality. And for that I find this was very interesting, to be very naturally just thinking Shiv Shakti. So first you're thinking of Baba and then of yourself. But if you say Shakti, you're only thinking of yourself, and then you might say Shakti, then you say, oh Baba. But if you say Shiv Shakti, you put Baba first, and then you become the embodiment of power. So one of important practice we have to now take on, some of the practices. How will I truly, really become this embodiment or incarnation of Baba? How can I become embodiment of God and embodiment of power? So you understand this concept, yeah? That how you keep Baba combined with you, in the sense of when you say Shiv Shakti. And also there is a saying, no? Simply you just say to them, women, so we say, okay, men included. And that is why actually one of the symbol for each one of us is Vishnu. Like for me, I am Kanya and I always have image of Vishnu because I want to never feel that I am just a female figure, but I always remember myself into a combined form. And Vishnu is a combined form, no? There is Narayan with the Lakshmi. And for me, Baba is Narayan now, no? So I always use in my life, my symbol always is Vishnu. Because I always feel that I have to use both personalities. Determination but also softness. Because sometimes I find, and that is why Shiv Shakti will help same way. When you will say Shakti, you will still remember I am woman. We don't need to remember that I am woman, no? All the time if you are then aware, oh, I am woman. So it becomes like other organization, they're fighting for women rights, women equality, and we're not doing that. We respect others also because they are souls, even they are in the male body. But my role at this time, each one's role, is to use both. So I bring Shiva in my life so that I can play the role as Vishnu. As much you include Shiva, Shiv Shakti, what you're doing actually, you're becoming image of Vishnu. And that's something which helps very much, because in that image of Vishnu, you have everything. So as I said, that which practice is required? First practice which is required for incarnation is that how first step is that I soul enter in this body, I incarnate in this body, and I play my part. But after playing my part, I have to return. So all the time this awareness that when I am doing action, I am using my body. But when I am not doing actions, then just soul consciousness. many times Avyakta Bhavdada also has given us this point that what incarnation does, come in the body, do the action, and then be away from it. I don't know how many of you have practiced this, but it's a very beautiful practice. Okay, now I am in action, I have to use my sense organs, so let me use it. So that's the first practice of incarnation, is to remind. So there is no question of my, but I incarnate, and whatever I have to do, I do it, and then I return. It's a very beautiful feeling where you are detached, and also very lovely. This quality, this practice brings this quality of natural being detached and lovely. We always think being detached and lovely is with others. But first you have to have that with your own self. That are you detached from your body, and also then lovely when you are in body. And that experience of being detached and lovely comes from this practice of soul using body. And when you don't have to do actions, you are just in that awareness. And second practice for incarnation is to make connection with the thought, how do I want to incarnate now? They say that it's written in scriptures that whatever was happening on the earth, in the world, so God will think that what way now I should enter, what way I should come on earth. And that is why actually in India they believe there are 24 incarnations of God. They believe in 24 incarnations. Baba mentions, no, that they also have incarnation of fish. But there is a long story behind that. They will say, why God has to come as a fish, or why God has to come as a crocodile, or why God has to come as a swan, or different forms. That means they say that whatever is required in any kind of creation, and this fish was like, I don't remember full story, but because there was something which had to be kept hidden, so God incarnated as fish and swallowed that and kept it inside, and it stayed hidden. So they show, and this saved so many lives of other fishes. So they will generally show that he came for a particular act, to protect, to play a part. And it's very interesting, means these are all stories, but the essence of stories really is that what was the need, he took that incarnation and he played that part. So what I have to learn from that is to remember, take a minute, what part at this time you are playing, and if there is any adverse situation, just remember what incarnation I need to take, in which incarnation I must act now. Let's say there are people around you, they are very sad and they are crying, and are people sitting and talking about what's happening in the world, lot of discontentment and all that. So what you have to do at that time, become incarnation of Goddess of Contentment. So you are coming to become that Goddess of Contentment. You act, you play your part as Goddess of Contentment. And really, if all Shaktis just imagine, start playing part, creating that incarnation image and bringing that power to manifest in doing what you are doing, plus in dealing with what you have to deal with. So there will never be any fear, there will never be anything which you will say, I don't know, I can't do it, how will I do it? It's not easy to do it. And then stay very much into bondages, very much like, you know, Brahma Baba used to say that if Baba used to look at someone in a very slow speed and caught up into subtle bondages, Baba used to say, are you goats or are you lioness? Because they show Shakti riding on lioness. They never show a Shakti on a goat, no? Have you seen any? Or on a sheep? Because goat and sheep, they have same voice of I. It's like you are always tied up with something or other. Either your own inner bondages or your external bondages, but it's like the voice of weak voice, very weak voice of sheep and goat. But what I am is lioness. So, I have to remember that I am a lioness. And if you will remember that, that means, at least in Madhuban you can practice this. Whole day to see that now what kind of incarnation I should be. Somebody wants to share points of knowledge with you. You say, let me be incarnation of Goddess Saraswati now. Let me be that image. And then when you find, you know, any kind of situation, just remind yourself. So this could be your second practice. The first practice is of soul entering the body and playing part. And secondly, while playing part, the incarnation in the form of whichever goddess, whichever. I am not saying now power and virtue, but I am saying goddess, because that means you really become that at that time. And people will have visions. People will nay. People will come to you after you have given talk or something, and they will say, oh, I just felt that as Goddess Saraswati was there. And I felt as if, you know, like they will remember their bhavana, their feelings. Feelings of a devotee is like will emerge towards the Goddess. That's the part you have to play. So that's the second practice. And the third practice, because what is also a very beautiful memorial in form of incarnation is of fairies. Many fairies, you know, so many. There is difference between angels and fairies. Fairies are very known, like Baba gives example that they give different names of diamond and crystal and all these valuable, you know, very, very, these stones, valuable stones. And that means the value. Because diamonds value, then crystals value, it's like the value. So one thing we should always remember as one of the practices, that I cannot waste anything, waste my thoughts, my words, my time, my energy. I must value it. And as much you value your thoughts and your time and your energy, that much your value increases. Once Baba gave Dari Gulzar this title of Nightingale. It's like speaking, but like as she's singing. So the fairies is increasing our values. That's one of the image we can also maintain, or thinking of incarnation word could also be appearing, no? You suddenly appear. And people will immediately say, I remember recently there was a situation in one family, and one of the sister knew that family and called. And when she called, they said, "We really needed someone like you." And they said, "As if you, God has sent you. And you are for us like God now at this minute." She keeps saying, "No, God, you know, it's not God." But her feelings were so powerful, their feelings. Because they were looking for that someone can comfort them, someone can share happiness with them. And this is where this sister reached at the right time. So it is both ways. Not only what you want to do, but as much you practice being Shiv Shakti and in that image of it, you will reach where you are needed. Because if you do not play part, only you playing for yourself or for your situations, but what about for service? And that is why there is a saying that every foot, wherever you will put your step, it's like something emerges from there. So this is how, when you are practicing to be what, practicing to be Goddess or practicing to be Saraswati, you will find that wherever people are seeking, there is ignorance, they need knowledge. Or even you are sitting with few people, suddenly whatever you will say for them, it will be like wisdom. See, service is service. We do service all the time. But for me, service also is when Baba says you are invoked, you know. You are being invoked for a particular thing. Many times Baba says, "Don't you all hear the invocation? Don't you hear the call of devotees calling you?" Now that call can be heard as much you practice yourself to be that incarnation. You understand? That means you will reach at the right time, right place, amongst right people, and you will give whatever they need. And if I haven't played that part, then how will there be memorial? See, memorial means I play that part. We did play, but we have to play again. You understand? I mean, now is the time towards end of confluence age, where service is not what I want to do, but service is I reach where I am needed. His family is in sorrow. When you make a call, they say, "Oh, really, really, we wanted someone to come and increase our enthusiasm, help us with this." So incarnation is meant for a purpose. Whether it's an individual life or whether it could be collective. Maybe you haven't met a friend for many years and suddenly you feel, you get this thought, "Oh, let me go and talk to this friend." And when you meet her, she will say, "Oh, I really needed to talk to you." So your practice and your part, it will be responded in from the people. And that's the service really Baba wants us to do now. Not only keep planning program, keep doing that, but each one playing that part as that incarnation and arriving as a fairy or whatever, wherever it's needed. And that's where people will start having visions, no? So if, as Baba says, if they see just the point of light, they won't understand. That we will have to reveal. Because then when they will look at us, first thing they will see is a sparkle on the face. I have so many experiences like this that when it's the time when people will get whiz and they will see Shiv Baba, slight star, whatever, or Brahma Baba will be through us, no? So I feel that now is the time we should connect. Respond from the people and our part. So that whatever we are doing, memorials are being created. And one goddess is not, was one goddess, but it's one memorial for many goddesses. That means not there is only one Durga and one Saraswati, but all of us, but memorial is of one. Just imagine. We heard that mothers are largest number in the family. So Baba also wants us to do the wonders, isn't it? So, here, practice from now onwards, and when you return, you will definitely be able to experience that your level of being and level of service, level of being and doing is of completely different level. I always feel when we come to Madhuban, when we return, we shouldn't be same. That means we take new motivation, new inspiration, new aim and implement it. And I feel for mothers, this should be the aim when you return. You're not returning just as mother. You're not returning just as Shakti, but you are returning as Shiv Shakti. You are returning at that incarnation with the practice to serve wherever you are, and wherever you will go, there will be a lot of service which will reveal Baba, which will glorify Baba. And that's our aim, is to glorify Baba. Baba has revealed mothers, and mothers have to reveal. Who has revealed mothers? Baba, no? So what we will have to do? Whenever a mother start telling at home, this is not right, this is like this, I won't do this. And when they find out in India, they say, oh, you must have start going to Brahma Kumaris. Because when you go to Brahma Kumaris, then you know how to answer. Before, you are always trembling. No? Anything happens, oh, mothers are shaking. And they say, oh, must be Brahma Kumaris, because Brahma Kumaris teach you to be strong. In India, it's so known. As a woman opens mouth, they say, oh, you're going to Brahma Kumaris now. So you have answers. They immediately know. So, yes, we know that Baba empowers us. And that empowerment, we have to use it day-to-day life and also for service. So I am really, when I am talking, getting very inspired myself that why not take this practice of incarnation as a soul in body, incarnation of equality, incarnation of God's power, and respond to the service so that we have wonderful news from all over, and maybe those can be shared. And definitely they have to happen. If why not, why to do it later, why not do it right now and take that inspiration so that you can implement in the life. Om Shanti.